Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout leaders, new Cub Scout families, and anyone looking to make youth serving programs in Scouting America, well, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat. Oh, and be sure to check out the audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, here we go.
Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Cub Chat Live for the most part. Hi, Tamara. How are you doing, ma'am?
Good. How are you, Aaron? It's always so fun to hang out with you.
Yes.
And to hang out. Look at the comment section.
I was just going to say, yes, obviously we have chosen a good topic today because we already have people chiming in the comments with questions and answers. Reverend JD MBA asked a question like 30 minutes ago. I hope you're still here. If you are, we're going to answer your question. Give us just a second to get started here. Hey, Rich. Hey, Rusty. Hey, Doug. Good to see all of you as usual. Our topic today, recruiting new Cub Scout leaders. It is that time of the year, Tamara. We've got families all across the country joining Cub Scouts. Many of them have no idea what they're getting into, right? And this is a good thing. But let's just talk about, in general, this topic, Tamara. Recruiting new Cub Scout leaders. What does that mean? What are we talking about today?
So I'm excited. First of all, bringing new families into Cub Scouts. Are you kidding? Could there be a better moment than that? No, I love new Cub Scout families into Cub Scouts. What it means, I think, Aaron, I talk to a lot of different packs and I read all the boards and I'm telling you, this is the thing that really stumps people, I feel like. And this is not a new problem. It's not new to your pack problem. This problem of recruiting and engaging adults, I think, has been around forever. So I'm excited to talk about it. And I've had a chance to talk with a lot of different people and get kind of their ideas and their best practices. So I'm excited about sharing that too. I feel like the most important part of this is building a community within your pack. And it starts from the very beginning. And I think building that community helps you in building a plan to get adults involved and engaged. And remember that just because when they're engaged, it doesn't mean they have to fill out a leader app that night, right?
Right.
They could just be helping, right? So I think the first thing is, remember, we're building a community and we want it to be fun, right? Like, Aaron, do you want to be a part of a community of people who are complaining and sour?
No, thank you. I'll just pass on this one.
Yeah. But if you're part of a winning team and part of a team that looks like they're getting along together and having fun, that's so much more successful.
Yeah.
So the first thing is I would start on day one that they join. So you're at join night, right?
Yep.
And all of us have our fancy name tags. This one Jason made for me. Isn't that pretty?
That is gorgeous. Yeah, I love it.
Isn't that awesome? Jason just does this stuff in his basement. I'm like, he's like amazing. So I could be wearing that, but I would also, in addition, wear a little name tag that would say parent of a third grader, volunteer. Because when I'm in, remember, when you're in your uniform, and most of these folks have never had a Cub Scouting or Scouting experience. So they look at a uniform and they go, oh, they must be a paid professional staff. Look at them, right? And we want at the very beginning people to realize in a gentle way that the power of Cub Scouting is volunteers. I mean, not that professional staff aren't amazing, but in a pack, it's volunteers, parents just like them that are running the pack. So that's the first thing.
Can I just say real quick, Tamara, and I just want to say that that's a great example. You're going to hear us say this a few times tonight, that it's easy for us to forget what new families don't know, right? And they don't know, like you said, when they see the uniform, they think this person may be a paid employee of Scouting America. They have no idea that that person could very well be another parent, another volunteer just like them who was sitting in that seat maybe as recently as a few months ago or a year ago, right? So I think that's just a great reminder, right? For those of us, especially you and me, Tamara, we've been doing this for a few years. But even if you've only been doing it for a year or two, you already know so much more than a lot of the brand new families. And that's a barrier. People don't know what's happening, what is going on, and what are these weird uniforms? Why is everyone talking like this? Such a great reminder. Hey, my name's Aaron. I'm a dad. I've been doing this for a year, whatever it is. I'm a volunteer just like you. I just think that's a great reminder, Tamara. I'm sorry. Like you said, we've talked about this topic a few times. The reason why we've talked about this topic a few times is because it's an important topic. So reminder, everybody, go back through the archives. You can see our previous discussions where we've talked about recruiting new Cub Scout leaders. But I think that's sort of a really good basic rule. Always keep in mind that these new families don't know anything. They have no idea what they're getting into. So anyway, good job. Right.
Even the term den, right? Yeah. What is a den? It's a group of people on the same grade level as you are, right? But a new parent not knowing anything about Cub Scouts isn't going to know that. So remember, jargon, try to keep that out of what you're doing with your, especially your new parents, until they get the hang of it all.
Absolutely.
I would also suggest that the parents, the new parents, the prospective parents that are coming in, that they also get a name tag. So this is really important. When you're like trying to get to know people, it's so much easier when they have a name tag on. Sure. I would ask them to put the grade level of the child or children that they have coming into the program, because immediately that's going to be a connection in your brain. Oh, you're another third grade parent. Oh, I'm so excited because we're going to be in the same group together. And won't that be exciting? What's your child's name? It's going to be a way for your leaders to be able to get to know the new families easier. The other thing I would always recommend is, and I know Jason talked about this, I think we talked about this on the Brand Center, but I can't say it enough. The Brand Center has done an amazing job on creating so many really cool materials for welcoming new families. And they have a brochure that they have. It's an 8.5 by 11 series of sheets of paper. It's like, I think 4 pages. It's so well done. I promise you that and it has a little spot that you can customize with all of your contact information. Remember, like, the most disappointing thing in the whole world, I can imagine, is a young person, their parent signs them up for Cub Scouts, and then they never get a call to come to the meeting.
Yep.
That breaks my heart. I've heard so many stories of that.
Totally, yes.
It makes me so sad, because the parent's going to be bummed because they're going to think we're untrustworthy, but the child is going to be bummed because they want to make s'mores on that next camp out, right? Mm-hmm. And so, please include all that information, because then if somebody makes a stumble or something bounces or something happens where they didn't get the email about the den meeting or the PAC meeting, they have a way to contact someone from the PAC to help them. The other good part about this is, in this first section, what we want to make sure is that our new parents understand how Cub Scouts works and that it's powered by volunteers, parents, grandparents, and guardians just like you. So we want that message to be very clear. The guide helps them understand how Cub Scouts is laid out. And remember, National also sends a series of emails that also are little cute little short videos on different topics to help them understand a little bit more about Cub Scouting. All of that is trying to get them educated on what they signed up for, because we know from data that most of our families that are joining Cub Scouts right now have never had a scouting experience.
Yep.
So we need to take a little extra time and make sure they understand what it is. So during that join night, we also want to talk about when the parent orientation meeting is. So the parent orientation meeting, go ahead.
I just noticed you said something, a parent orientation meeting. Okay, what is that, Tamara?
Thank you for asking, Aaron. I know I get jazzed about this because, you know, these things are important. So a parent orientation meeting, it shouldn't be optional in your pack. If you really are trying to do it all well and really get people engaged, you need a parent orientation meeting. And it could be, I've seen some really beautiful jobs done on a lot of our different Facebook groups. So people have posted their versions of this. So if you don't want to start from scratch, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. I would leverage someone else's amazing work, as I usually do. And then make that our own for our pack, right? And it should go through all the things that the welcoming new family stuff goes through. It goes, why are we doing Cub Scouts? What is it going to teach? How is it organized? And it's going to, again, it reinforces that the pack is run by volunteers and parents and guardians just like you, right? Yep. And it's going to talk, and then it talks about the calendar. You guys should have a calendar. That's important. So people can plan around that. Those calendars should include the parent meetings. And notice I said parent meeting, Aaron, not committee meeting. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a different way of spinning this. So we all have committee meetings, right, every month. But if you call them parent meeting, why wouldn't you want your parents to come? I would want them to come. If they're going to help me plan my PAC meeting and they're going to take little tasks that I might have, come, you know, like be a part of our community, be a part of the planning, be a part of the success of the PAC. And that's been super successful for a lot of different PACs that are using that model.
Absolutely.
Do we have any things we want to go to in the comments?
Yeah. You know what? You've got a list of things to talk about, Tamara. I don't want to jump around too much, but since Reverend JD MBA asked their question 30 minutes ago, I just want to make sure we address it, if you don't mind. It's a good question. It seems like this problem, it's maybe the opposite of what some people have. How quickly should you involve parents that want to be heavily involved? First of all, Reverend, if you have someone who wants to be heavily involved, that's great news. They say they have a parent, a former Eagle with a line. Reverend JD MBA is going to start them as an assistant den leader before asking more. Is that a good plan? Tamara, your thoughts?
So I lovingly refer to this situation as you got a unicorn.
Yeah, exactly.
You got an Eagle Scout dad coming in who's waited his whole life to participate in Cub Scouts with his child. That is so awesome, right? So I probably, if they wanted to be the den leader for the Lions and you didn't have another option, right? Sometimes you get a grandparent or somebody who's always staying with the lion den. I know Cub Master Mike does that, right?
Yep.
Can't imagine how cool his den, right, his lion den is. But
right.
So if you have that situation going, yeah, putting this guy as an assistant den leader would be great. I think that if you have a conversation with him and it's apparent that he has the skill set needed to be a great den leader, then I think the lion den leader position would be a great option for him.
Yep.
Remembering that, and this folds nicely into my next point, which is, you know, remember that lions and tigers are a shared leadership model. So because you have all the parents with them. And I think, is it Rusty? I don't think somebody in the comments mentioned this and I wanted to give them a shout out.
Okay.
Is it Richard? Somebody was talking about how they have all their meetings for their lions and their tigers. They're laid out on with a date. And then I've seen one that they have a QR code where the den meeting activity is, right, for that particular adventure. And then they have the parents sign up. Each of the parents in the den sign up for a week to do that adventure. So let me tell you about the brilliance of this.
Yeah.
So I did this as a tiger den leader too. I didn't do it because I was brilliant. I did it because people told me that's what I was supposed to do. Right. So I did. What ended up happening is that when a parent takes that adventure and they do the adventure, first of all, their kid thinks they're a hero. It's like, you are a superhero, right?
Yep.
Their mom brought better snacks than the week before, or whatever it is, the bragging rights that go along with that. It also gets the parents to understand, wow, that was so easy. Like, I can do this. Like, this is easy. And then they're able then to step up and just do something else. So in my tiger den, for example, out of the parents that we had, I had 6 or 7 become bigger leader capacities in the pack.
Right.
Because they had that experience and they're like, this is easy. This is fun. I can do this. Right. And then we had, you know, this great community, this family kind of thing going in our den and in our pack. And so people just naturally wanted to help. So I think I'm kind of jealous of Reverend JD MBA, because he seems like he got it all going on.
Exactly.
So I'm excited. So
Tamara, can I give some shout outs just real quick?
Absolutely.
We've got quite a few, so many people watching, so many people coming. I just want to make sure we say hi to Steve from PAC 3506 in Ohio. Scouter Miss Eden says, hi, Tamara and Aaron.
It's good to have you.
Yeah, good to have you. Rob says they've recruited a new den leader and 4 assistant den leaders in just the last 2 weeks. Rob's a superstar. Good job. North Carolina's in the house from Brandon. Good to see you. Juan from PAC 41 in North Carolina. You know, Rob has done something very appropriate. He has tagged a bunch of friends in the comments.
Rob is so good. He's like a mega watcher. I love him.
Wendy, good to see you. Chad says, so happy I can tune in live today. Hi, Tamara. Hi, Chad. Good to see you.
Hi, Chad. Yeah,
we've got a lot of folks going back and forth in the comments, sharing ideas. Good to see you, Jennifer and Jason, Marilou, all you folks. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate that. Noah, good to see all of you. Okay. One thing that you talked about, Tamara, is sort of creating a positive family environment. We've done a few shows about that. I'm not sure if you're going to talk about this next, but I would love to get your opinion on the kind of the pressure, the high pressure packed sale that we've heard about over the years. I've seen it happen, Tamara. You may have seen it too, where somebody sits them down in a corner and says, listen, we're not leaving until somebody agrees to be a den leader, right?
Yeah. This is
that works, okay, or no?
I'm thinking no. Like, yeah, you can imagine that that's not my way of doing it, but it's, I've never seen it be successful. I've never seen that be successful. So getting everyone, so first of all, I call that the desperate plea for help, right? You get up in front of the pack and you're the adults and you're like, I need a treasurer. We need a den leader for bears. We need a blue and gold chair. And we're going through this laundry list of really big, kind of big positions, and we're asking out to the group. So in that case, like, the parents go, whoa, like, this, especially new parents. Can you imagine? They're like, what is all that? Like, I don't even know. That sounds terrifying that we don't have these positions. And like, can we even survive? And so I would highly recommend not doing that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of pressure on the people in the audience. The people in the audience are like, are they talking to me? Like, I don't even know anything about Cub Scouts yet. And we're asking me for help. And other people are like, wow, this is not organized well. Like, it just doesn't lend a positiveness. Plus, if you get someone who steps up and says, oh, yeah, I'll be the Cub Master, that person may not be the right person to be a Cub Master. Right. So what you want to do is a little differently. So first of all, you should, in preparation, let's go back to the parent, this parent orientation. Okay. Yes. So in the parent orientation, it should be 7 to 10 days after the join night. Before that, you want to come up with all the tasks that your pack has open right now. So like, it could be something as simple as, oh, I want to run to the scout shop and get the advancements every month. Maybe that takes a month, right? So you're going to put the job description down, and we've used the example of using post-it notes. I've seen some really clever things where they used envelopes. It's on a threefold, like a trifold board. So you can take it with you again. If you've got still stuff up, you can bring it to the pack meeting, right? And say, we still have these things open. Mm-hmm. We need help. But in this parent orientation meeting, if you have the little post-it notes, you're going to put the description. You're going to put how much time it takes and what skills are needed. So if you're saying, I need you to run to the scout shop once a month, maybe that's an hour a month, right? And you just need the ability to go once a month from September to May.
Yep.
You're going to go there. Okay. Yep. If you're doing blue and gold, you might say, I need somebody who's going to plan, be, you know, organized, project management, you know, whatever, and maybe creative. And I need that person from December to February to kind of lead that effort. Right. So you're going to be very specific on how much time it takes and what you're asking people to do. Because then people are going to go, oh, I see they're so honest. Like, I could do that. I'm available in this time frame to help, right? And that's going to help them be successful. You're also going to have an opportunity after you get all of those down and they've put their name, they've grabbed the ones they want or put their names by them, then you're going to write that down. Because you're going to need to follow up with them.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah.
If you don't follow up with them.
You could lose track of who volunteered to do what, right?
And if you don't follow up with them, what if they have questions? You know, they may have questions. They may need additional information. So when you follow up, you're going to offer that. Like, you know, I have the blue and gold chair from last year. They'd be happy to sit down with you and go through what they did. What, you know, what would be helpful for you? Mm-hmm. We talked about the lion and tigers being a shared leadership model and creating that list. And it could be that if you don't have a den leader for lions, maybe the cub master sits and goes through it. That's not a big ask, right? To sit down and come up with the where, which adventures you're going to cover when, and the QR codes for that. In fact, I think there's an example of that in the one of the Facebook groups. And then you're going to do a couple of meetings in it for them so that they can see how easy it is to run, how simple that is to make it happen. We talked about having the parents meeting and invite everybody. Some PACs use a model where they do two den meetings a month, a PAC meeting, and then a parents meeting. Mm-hmm. And it's always, they try to keep it all on Monday. So Monday is Cub Scout night.
Right.
And no matter what Monday it is, they know they're doing something with Cub Scouts. So it gets them the habit of Cub Scouts. Make sure that you're grabbing a bite to eat. Maybe every other month you're going out to a different venue than the church basement or the cafeteria at school. You're going to, you know, a coffee place or someplace else that you can, where it's, you're building, again, remember, we're building a community, and that's so important. Mm-hmm. And then when we talk about, Pat did a story, I call Pat Welland, she's the person that does the Voice of Scouting. Erin and I know her well. She's an amazing person. Yep. She's done a lot of great things with data, and we're constantly looking at that. And one of the things she came out with, one of the studies that she did, was that if you ask an adult if you will be a leader, they will most likely say no. If you ask an adult if they would be willing to help, they will most likely say yes.
Yep.
So your words matter when you're asking.
Yep.
So asking someone to help is a lot less threatening. And asking them to help and they're successful, and then they help again and they're successful, and then maybe they can bubble up into an application for being a leader, right? But they don't have to be a registered leader to help.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't want them to do it because they're feeling pressured, right?
We want
them to do it because they want to help out. They want to be a part of this community that they've joined, where they've got a lot of friendly people that are doing fun things, and they want to be part of that.
Exactly. And I talk about this all the time, like the people in my pack, even today, like they're my family. Like I would do anything for their kids, anything for them. They're amazing people. I always wanted to spend time with them. I looked forward to campus. I look forward to seeing them at meetings. That's the kind of community that we're talking about, right?
Exactly.
And then once someone takes a job, you want to make sure they've got everything possible to be successful. So you want to make sure they know the training that's available, the Cub Chat Live that's available, the roundtable videos that are there. There's so much information where the leader resources are. All of this stuff is so important. And then, you know, as we sum it all up, you know, building a strong community, you know, you're going to thank people multiple times. You're going to always be gracious and grateful for their help. And just they're part of a winning team, right? And that's going to help people want to step up and do more and more and more. We have so many great comments, Erin, and I've been kind of blasting through. So.
You are doing great. Yeah, let's just give a quick shout out. Brandon, I think, is probably a new viewer. Brandon, we are broadcasting on several different Facebook pages and YouTube. So he's wondering, he says he can't see some of the comments. It may be on a different Facebook page than the one you're watching. That's why we try to go through them all here, so everybody gets to share. Mary Lou says, they've had a lot of success. By the way, Mary Lou is watching on YouTube, Brandon. Mary Lou says they've had some success using the term parent committee meeting, and that seems to get people.
Yes, I love that.
Doing that. Very, very cool. Shout out to Steve from PAC 3310 in Akron. Julie from PAC 1857. Julie, where is PAC 1857? Come on, we need to know where you are. DCMHK1. Okay, that's the YouTube name. PAC 4 in La Jolla, California. Oh, it's David. David, there you go. Sorry, David.
Hey, David.
Thank you for watching, David. Julie is watching from Texas. Kathleen is watching from PAC 48. Don is from Kingston, Pennsylvania, PAC 154. This is a good question. Maybe we can address real quick, Tim, if you don't mind, from YouTube. One challenge we have is getting parents to become actual registered leaders, not just volunteering, but actually registering. Any thoughts on that when it comes to actually getting them to sign up, take the training and things like that?
So, David, I totally can understand the struggle, right? But if you've had them engaged, right, and you've asked them to help and they've been helping, the other thing, the part of this that we haven't covered yet is like you really need to take an assessment of the skills that are needed for the job. So let's use den leader as an example. So a den leader, I would think, Erin, they need to get along with kids. And just because you're a parent doesn't mean you're really good with kids. That's what I've noticed too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely
you know, true. Yes. You're maybe really good with your kids, but not great with everybody else's kids, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe I would say den leader communication skills, I think, are so important because you've got to keep herding the cats, right? Like you need to keep people knowing what's going on. And maybe organizational skills, right? You need to be able to be organized enough to be able to do those den meetings every week. So I would think about that and then think about the person that has that skill set. So what I've noticed is that I can convert somebody from a helper to a leader if I've paid attention to what lights their fire.
Yep.
So have you noticed that? Like some people are like, oh, this is so fun. And they've been helping and they love doing the den stuff and they love planning the meetings and all that stuff. And they love working with kids. So that's a perfect example of somebody who might be an amazing den leader, right?
Yep. Yep.
And I don't broadcast ask, would you be the bear den leader? I go to Aaron and I say, Aaron, I have noticed how amazing you are with the kids and how organized and how what great communication skills you are. And those are all the skill set that we really need for a bear den leader. Would you consider, you know, taking on this responsibility? I know you'll have a lot of fun. I know the kids would have a blast with you. And like Aaron, if I've paid attention, is going to say yes, because I'm asking him to do something that he's good at, right, that he's passionate about it, and that I've noticed, right? So I don't know, David, if that helps. Like that's the way that I usually do when I convert, it says converting, but mm-hmm. when I'm moving someone from a helper to a registered leader.
Right.
Getting them to do the training and all that stuff is usually simple because all the training can be done in your bedroom slippers at home, right? Except for Baloo, which is an opportunity to have fun on a weekend without, you know.
Right.
So hopefully that. Did you have any ideas too, Aaron?
I think that's a great answer. I think that as we've learned from the comments today, and I think Tamara and I have probably both seen this, people are willing to sort of dive in at a different pace. And we have to respect the pace that they're willing. Some people are going to want to dive in and be a den leader from the very beginning. Some people are going to want to ease in. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Some people are going to want to ease into it. I was just going to say, thank you, Brian. I was just going to say, Mary Lou, I have small jobs for busy people. That's a great way to approach it. And some people, once they get acclimated to these smaller jobs, they are going to be more willing to maybe volunteer for a bigger job. Or you know what? Maybe not. Maybe they want to keep on doing these small jobs behind the scenes. That's totally fine too. We need people like that in our PAC leadership as a part of our PAC community. I don't think I've said hi yet to Samantha from Fortuna, California. Wilfredo's watching from in the Philippines. All right, Wilfredo, thank you for joining us. Appreciate that. We got a lot of folks watching and a lot of folks in the comments. We have just a few minutes left. I know we have a few items of business to address before we let you go, Tamara. I just want to say one thing real quick that, the healthiest packs are the ones who are full of sort of friendly, outgoing people who welcoming new members. And I feel like if you create an environment like that, your volunteers are going to sort of naturally come to the front, right? You might have to approach somebody and say something. Hey, I noticed you're really good at this, like you said, but what you don't have to do is corner somebody and pressure them. I've been on the other end of that. It's not fun. And I feel like over the last decade or two, we've kind of gotten away from that. I remember being told, I won't say who told me this, but it was someone that I trusted said, oh, you should be like a car salesman. And I went, oh, I'm not sure if that's really what we want to do when it comes to selling, you know, being an adult leader. Tamara, before we get to our sort of announcements, any final thoughts on this topic, recruiting new Cub Scout leaders?
No, I know it's hard and I'm going to admit that. Like, I know it's not everybody's skill set, right? Not everyone feels comfortable. Like it's something that for me personally, it was something like I was a new member coordinator. Like I was the person that was always there because I love talking to people. I know that may surprise you. And I liked getting to know people and I knew everybody's stories. I would take, had notes, I had notes in my app about like, oh, if Aaron told me that he was busy till January and he couldn't do anything till January. Guess what, Aaron? I was with you in January asking you, hey, you said January, are you ready to help now? And then Aaron would go, oh, wow, she remembered.
Right.
And then you would do it. So yeah, it's a great, I know it's a big problem. I think if you find the right person in your pack that's really like friendly and out, you know, and engaging and can talk to people, that really helps.
the process.
Yep. Yep. We mentioned this earlier. We have done a handful of shows on this topic since Cub Chat Life started a few years ago. Go through our archives if you're looking for more ideas. A lot of great folks in the comments. We appreciate that. All of you guys.
This is exciting. So many people, like
very different. Cool. It's very, very cool. I know I didn't get to give a shout out to everybody, but trust me, we're glad that you're watching. We're glad to have you here. Before we wrap up today's show, a few more items of business. Tamara, what can you tell us about 10,000 for troops? What does that mean?
Absolutely. So we kind of like threw this in last week at the end of Michael's show, but he is so amazing. And so 10,000 for troops. We've given you the card for Wolf. Eventually, there's going to be a landing page for everybody. The requirements are the same. That's an activity card, so you guys can take a look at that. I have all these things on QR with QR codes.
Yep.
10,000 for troops is we're writing cards and letters for the troops for the holidays. They are due by November 7th to the national office, and then they're going to bundle them up and send them off. And it's just an exciting way to do that service project requirement. For citizenship, for example, but it'd be a great thing to do as a den or as a pack. So I wanted to make sure that I keep mentioning this to you so that you can add it into your plan. Remember, we had Greg on a couple of weeks ago for Jamboree on the Air, Jamboree on the Internet, or Joda and Jody. And this is going to be on October 17th through 19th. I've given you the information page for that. And I've also given you the program in a box page, which tells you all about how to connect and all the cool stuff with that. I want to remind everybody that we're having a Cub Scout. Oh, and Anthony Berger. Hi, Anthony. He's so kind and put our landing page for the 10,000 for troops in the comments box. So maybe Brian can snag that too. I don't know if everyone can see Anthony's comments. So I want to make sure everyone gets that. The Cub Scout Program Planning Conference at Seabase. I mean, think about it, Aaron, December 2nd week. I don't know where everyone lives, but in Pennsylvania, I'll be glad to be in the Keys. I'm telling you. It's only December 12th through the 14th. It's an opportunity for people who are big influencers in their councils, their districts, their territories to come. And okay, Kathleen can't see it. Maybe Brian, can you grab that link?
Brian has posted it in the chats on most of our channels.
Okay.
Kathleen, I don't know what channel you're on, but you may need to scroll
perfect,
up,
Kathleen.
Check it out. He's posted on the Scouting Magazine YouTube channel, the Scout Life Facebook channel. It's posted on several different channels as I go through here. So just give us a second, Kathleen. We'll make sure we get to where you
are. Perfect. Thank you, Kathleen, for letting us know.
Yes,
And thank you, Anthony. Anthony's also putting the planning conference landing page. So what's exciting about this? So besides the fact that you'll get to hang out with Anthony Berger, the National Director of Cub Scouts, I mean, that alone is worth the price of admission.
Exactly. Yes. I would pay to do
that. Everyone want to hang out with Anthony. Yes. I do. Jason's going to be there. Jason Melton. You've seen him on Cub Chat Live. Sarah Lovelett. She's done a lot on the crowdsourcing stuff. You're going to see Neela Shah. I mean, our Cub Scout Commissioner. I'm going to be there.
Our favorite people are going to be there.
I know. You should come, Aaron.
Maybe I will.
So it's a time when you guys can see what we're going to be doing and see the things that we're releasing in the next year. It's also a time for you to give us feedback on like what other things do you think we should be working on based on the data that we have. It's just going to be a great time, but it's also about you coming down, grabbing this information. We're going to have some presentations that you'll be able to take back to your districts, your councils, your territories to try to keep getting the word of all of these tools and new resources that we've got out to everybody. So please join us. I know it's going to sell out fast. It's very limited space, but I really wanted you guys, Cub Chat Live audience, to be the most in the know and possibly join us because that would be so much fun.
Yeah, scan that QR code there for more information. The link that you're looking for, by the way, Kathleen, it's that program information link, I think, right? That's the Joda Jody program in a box link there. And then the service project link, again, scan that one right above there. We're posting the holiday letters for the military. That's the 10,000 for the troop service project, posting it to our different Facebook channels. You should be able to find it on there. Excellent stuff. We've got a few more links we want to share with our folks, I think.
Perfect. And while Brian, behind the scenes, Brian is really working up a sweat back there, trying to get all these links up.
His keyboard's on fire.
His fingers are fire, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Anthony is on the line. Anthony, somebody just had a comment about when they can get decks. We'll be back in the Scout stores, and they're sold out everywhere. So, yeah, reminder, Anthony's just reminding we need cards by November 7th. Absolutely. Anthony, I don't know if you know when the cards are going to be back in, but if you do, you can pop that comment in there. So these are some of the engaging and recruiting adults resources that you could check out. So first of all, the roundtable videos, there's a whole bunch of them. The delegation one is really great. Parent to leader is a really good one too, talking about converting parents to leaders.
Yeah.
And then everyone volunteers.
About that very topic today. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So then other online resources, there's a training called Involving Adults in Cub Scouting, and that's part of the Cub Scout training modules. The parent talent survey that I talked about, that's a really great resource to give out in that parent orientation meeting. I've seen it done in paper, and then every family fills one out, right? It's a family talent survey. So just a family fills it out. Think about the power of knowing that Joe's dad is into cycling. So immediately, Aaron, what I would be thinking is Joe's dad's into cycling. That means he probably knows how to repair a flat tire. And he probably knows how to lubricate a bicycle chain link, which I don't know how to do either one of those. Nope. So I'd be like, Joe's dad's the man when it comes to putting on cycling, the adventure for my pack.
Yeah.
Because he can help run those stations for those. So I think that's amazing. Yep. I've seen people put that into a Google form, if that works out better for you, especially if you've never done that before and you want to get all of the adults, all of your parents to fill that out. The parent committee resources, there's two things in there, recruiting volunteer leaders and welcoming new families. It's under the PAC committee resources, and that's the link for that. And see, Kim Salvo says our parent talent survey is vital in running our PAC. I totally agree, Kim.
Yep.
I see so many people say, oh, that I'm not going to do that. That's just a waste of time. I'm telling you, like the information that you get from that is incredible. Like sometimes you don't even realize that Eagle Scout dad, the unicorn, is in your audience because he doesn't admit that. But you know what? He does on that parent talent survey.
Right.
So, all right. So then we have one, I think we have one more slide.
Yeah, we have one more other Cub Scout resources to check out for you guys.
Right. So I just kind of included my faves in here because I've heard over the last couple of weeks that we, that people have wanted to use these. So multi-rank den guide is that it's got one page. It's got all the adventures that are cross rank on one single page. So helpful. I use it all the time. We call it the Bobby Galeza tool because Bobby's the one that created it and he's pretty much of a rock star. The Cub Scout den meeting resources. I'm sure y'all know this, but you got new leaders coming in. They may not know about these resources. So I'm giving this to you because I want you to share this with your new leaders. The Cub Scout songbook is up on SoundCloud. It's amazing. You can't sing, you say? You don't have to. This guy will sing it for you. And they sound amazing. The leader resources, I put this one really big because this is a landing page for all leader resources. So the fun and games, the ceremonies and presentations, the pack planners, all that stuff is right there. So that's probably my favorite link. And then these Facebook groups that are always, I always get so many good ideas from you guys because you guys are awesome. The parent talent survey, Nicole, it's on the page before this. It's under PAC committee resources. But we also, and if you have to go down the page a little bit to find it, but it's also a link that's on the slide prior to this. So Brian, if you could, I don't know if we can back up so that Nicole can grab that link or we can put it in the, not sure where
there
she's.
Which, yeah, Parent talent survey is that second one from the bottom there, Nicole.
Do you see that kind of in the middle? I can't. I'm like pointing to it as if Nicole can see me.
Right about there, I think.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Great.
Anyway.
Yeah. And we have kind of a Jessica, I see your comment. I just wanted to acknowledge, I see your comment. I'm going to respond to you, Jessica, with a little customer service questionnaire. I will send you a message, Jessica. Check your inbox there. This has been a great discussion, Tamara.
Yes.
There's the link below there for all of our other slides and resources that are available. What a good show, as always, Tamara. Any final thoughts before we let you go for the weekend?
Yeah. So first of all, next week, Angelique Manette, who's the the chair of the Scouts, BSA chair, and I are going to be doing the show. And we're going to talk about AOL to Scout transitioning. You might think, wow, that doesn't happen until January, Tamara. But you're right. But we need to plan for that now. So we're going to be talking about that. And that's exciting. And then I got to tell you, Erin, I am always so impressed by our leaders. Every show I do, every time I get a chance to say thank you. And I mean this wholeheartedly. We talk about the magic of Cub Scouts, and poor Rusty and Rob have heard me say this over and over, the magic of Cub Scouts doesn't come alive because of Erin and I. It's because of you. It's because of all of you. And thank you so much for being amazing, for taking the program and really bringing it to life, and about how grateful we are for everything you do to bring that magic to the Cub Scouts and the families that you serve. You are rock stars. You are amazing. And thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. We should probably say that every episode, right?
Thanks so much. I do.
All of our volunteers. Exactly. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So much. Thanks to you, Tamara, for organizing the show, putting it all together, planning it. All I have to do is show up and then the show just
look good. You just show up and look good.
Exactly. thanks so much for all of you for watching today. As Tamara said, we'll be back next week to talk about the AOL to Scouts BSA transition. Hope everybody has a good weekend. It's getting a little cooler outside. Enjoy the fall temperatures. We will see you next Friday. Thanks, Tamara. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Erin. Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode, same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.